Welcome to this deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be exploring Equanimy, a Dutch financial services firm that's been turning heads with their very unique approach.
Yeah.
They are all about incorporating emotional intelligence.
Mm.
Yes, EQ into the world of finance.
Interesting.
They even call it Equanimy with EQ.
Okay.
Now you might be thinking EQ and finance.
Mm.
Those two don't really usually go hand in hand.
Yeah, not really.
That's what intrigued me.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely an interesting concept.
So let's dive into that.
Yeah.
What exactly makes Equanimy so different?
Well, they work with both individuals and businesses, and they try to connect them with the right investors and financial solutions. But what really sets them apart is how they do it.
Okay, so let's dive into that. What makes them different?
It's really interesting how they're not just focused on crunching numbers and maximizing profits.
Right.
You know, it's not all about that.
Yeah.
It's really about the relationship building and fostering a network economy where everybody benefits.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. It's really kind of like a thriving ecosystem where collaboration and mutual success are the goals.
So not just about quick transactions.
No, no, no.
And closing deals.
No. They really want to see their clients thrive.
Okay.
Long term.
I see.
And they believe that by understanding the human side of finance, all of the emotions, the motivations, the individual circumstances, that they can create win-win solutions that lead to lasting success.
So that's where the EQ comes in.
Exactly.
But what does that look like practically?
Well, one of the sources that we have is a column where Equanimy shares a story about a client, Mr. Lackenal.
Okay.
Who needed help with his real estate investment strategy.
Oh, real estate.
Yeah.
Always complex.
Yeah, very complex.
And people get very emotional.
Oh, absolutely.
But property decisions.
Absolutely.
So how did Equanimy approach his situation?
Well, they didn't just give him some generic financial product.
Right.
Or a one-size-fits-all solution.
Cool.
They actually sat down.
Yeah.
And they took the time to understand his needs, his goals, his risk tolerance.
Wow.
Yeah. They dug deep into his individual circumstances and they listened.
So they treated him like a human.
Precisely.
Not just a transaction.
Exactly. Through that process of understanding and empathy, they were able to develop a customized strategy that perfectly aligned with Mr. Lachinel's long-term vision for his life.
Wow.
So it wasn't just about, you know, finding the most profitable option, but the option that best fit his life and his goals.
I see.
Yeah.
Finding that sweet spot where financial success and personal well-being intersect.
Exactly. And that's what they believe leads to the most sustainable outcomes for everybody involved.
Now, besides working with individuals like Mr. Lachinel, Equanimy also seems to have a strong commitment to supporting entrepreneurship.
Oh, they do.
In all its forms.
Yes. And in fact, they partner with an organization called N-Investort.
Okay.
And they focus on making business financing more accessible to entrepreneurs. They see this partnership as a key part of their mission to foster a thriving network economy.
A network economy.
A network economy.
I like that.
And speaking of success, N-Investort recently won the FD Gazellen Award 2024.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal.
It is.
That's a prestigious Dutch business award recognizing fast-growing companies.
Mm-hmm.
So that really says something about N-Investort's impact and, by extension, Equanimy's support of the entrepreneurial world.
Absolutely. It shows that their collaborative approach is yielding tangible results.
Absolutely.
And it really highlights Equanimy's dedication to building a more inclusive and supportive business environment where entrepreneurs have the resources they need to thrive.
Yeah, and it ties back to their core values of emotional intelligence and building strong win-win relationships.
Yeah.
But their expertise doesn't seem to stop there.
Right.
They also have a partner, Short, who's involved in a whole range of other sectors.
That's right. He brings a wealth of experience to the table. Oh. He's held supervisory and advisory roles in fields like education, healthcare.
Wow.
Even nonprofit organizations.
So their principles of EQ and building strong relationships go beyond just the financial world.
Exactly. And it gets even more interesting here.
Okay.
Skuni Kierd uses a methodology called management drives for both individual and group coaching, which is designed to enhance organizational and team development.
Now, I've heard of management drives.
Okay.
It's a tool that helps people understand their own drives and motivations.
Yes.
As well as those of others.
Exactly.
That's right.
And that understanding is so crucial for building effective teams and creating a positive work environment.
Absolutely.
And it aligns perfectly with Equanimy's overall philosophy of leveraging emotional intelligence for success and well-being.
So they're not just talking the talk. No. They're walking the walk.
Walking the walk.
Applying these principles across various fields.
Yeah.
And demonstrating the power of EQ to create positive change.
Yeah.
But they also have a lot to say about real estate investments, don't they?
They do. They have a whole column dedicated to it.
Wow.
Where they offer insights on navigating the complexities of the real estate market.
Yeah, because it's complex.
It is.
I mean, it's generally considered a sound investment. But
yes, generally. But the market can fluctuate.
Right.
There's no such thing as a guaranteed return.
Right.
It's about taking a balanced approach and considering both the rewards and the risks involved.
Which really ties back to their focus on emotional intelligence.
Uh-huh.
And informed decision making.
Yes.
Making choices that are aligned with your long-term goals and your overall well-being.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean for our listeners?
Well, that's a great question.
Many of whom are deeply involved in the world of business and finance every single day.
That's right.
How can economy's approach be applied to their own experiences?
That is a great question, and one that we'll be exploring further in part two of this deep dive. Well,